to the show. You know what time it is. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday night. This is Long Shot Radio, Prime Time Edition, with your host, Donnie Rightside. Guy, Sports Talk Radio, this is what we're about. Gambling tips, the big wagers, the biggest games. Do you want to be on the right side listening to the radio show, Long Shot Radio, Prime Time Edition, with your host, Donnie Rightside, recapping what happens during the week and also what's going to happen along with future impact and upcoming matchups. Gambling tips is what we're all about. What we look for. Why is the line moving? Public versus Vegas. This is the show where it all goes down exclusively on TrendBetting.com. A sensational summer ahead of full baseball action, NBA playoffs in full swing, NHL playoffs in full swing. What a great time to be in the industry, folks. Sit back, grab a chair, grab the best cigar you have. Listen up. It's Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Tommy Rightside.
Ah, folks, once again, it's that time of the day. It's Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome to Long Shots Radio, Primetime Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Rightside. What an interesting weekend. We did recap that on our Monday show. The week's gotten off to a very good start as well. U.S. Open is in full swing. Crowned the new NBA champion this week with the Golden State Warriors over LeBron James and his Cleveland Cavaliers. So it looks like it's going to be smooth sailing the rest of the summer. You're just going to have baseball, and we're going to hone in on that and hit it hard all summer long. Been having a lot of fun there, putting out plays, tracking stuff on the monitor, going over a lot of interesting stuff in Major League Baseball. As we said, we like to use this show to give a little bit of an insight on what I look for in Major League Baseball and just my overall handicapping philosophy. So once again, it's been a lot of fun. Let's continue. It's going to be an action-packed quick show tonight. The interesting part about tonight is get to watch some golf at night live. Chambers Bay is a very, very cool golf course out there on the West Coast in Washington. I believe they said it just south of Tacoma on the Puget Sound. Beautiful looking course. If you didn't know any better, you tune in to golf tonight and think that it was somewhere, you know, in Wales or out there in Great Britain for the British Open. But beautiful course in the United States. Brand new course. I believe it's only about 10 years old, but certainly living up to its acclaim already. And hopefully those conditions harden up the greens and also the fairways so we get some really, really good golf over the weekend. I do enjoy that, especially over Father's Day weekend. So happy Father's Day to everybody out there celebrating it on Sunday. I am a father as well of a little girl. So, hey, we're going to be watching some golf all weekend, betting some Major League Baseball games, and having a lot of fun. Once again, folks, welcome to the show. It's Long Shots Radio, Primetime Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Rightside. Welcome to the show. It's Sky Sports Talk Radio. You know what I'm all about. NCAA football, NCAA basketball. Don't do NBA or hockey myself, but obviously the guys at TrendBetting.com have that covered. Love Major League Baseball and love NFL football as well. It's a full game plan for us the entire year long, especially for myself. Really, really dive into this stuff. And again, it's what we do for a living. It's how we make money and also putting more winners in your pocket as well. About the show itself, as you know, we do two shows a week now, Monday noon to recap the weekend. That is our afternoon baseball edition, and also Thursday primetime, which is tonight, our Major League Baseball wrap-up edition, and looking forward to the weekend. Now, down the line, we do want to take phone calls. I mean, it's something that we want to do, make it a more interactive show with our listeners out there. It's a lot of fun to trade information, go back and forth, and also get some new updates and information, which what might be going on. With live information as we're going on with the show itself. So down the road, we'll look to take calls. We do want to make this a full five-day-a-week show, doing it at different times because, hey, not everybody works at the same time. Maybe you can't catch it. I know we do podcast it on there, but it's a lot more fun when it is live, and especially down the road taking live tweets as well as live phone calls also. Recapping what we do during the week, that's mainly what the show is about, what goes on, looking for future impact on upcoming matchups, especially Major League Baseball, some interesting stuff. I mean, you can't miss tomorrow when Lyons takes the mound for the Cardinals versus that hammer, Philippe Almonte, who's going to fill in for Cole Hamels in the Philadelphia Phillies. Should be a really, really good one. I believe I saw ERA somewhere around 20 for Philippe Almonte in Major Leagues this year, so not too bad. Sitting a really good, solid guy out there for the Phillies. As you know, being joking around there and being facetious there, but I mean, we do like to look forward to stuff that's coming up also on Sunday for the Philadelphia Phillies. And if you didn't know, I am a Philadelphia fan. Michael Wacha's pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals. The Phillies haven't even determined who's even going to start that game for them. So keep an eye on maybe some minus 300s coming your way from the St. Louis Cardinals pretty soon. Gambling tips, what we look for, why is the line moving? Of course, you know about public versus Vegas. Always use that as a barometer to see who's betting what. Is the steam real? But then again, steam is 50-50. You do hear me heed that caution each time. Just because you see a line running the other way, unless the pitcher's arm fell off, don't take it too much or take it personally. Because, again, it's best, at best, 50-50 and a coin flip. About myself, been a pro gambler for 20 years online with my websites, rightsidevalueplays.com, and also the team at trendbetting.com for about 3 years. Other than baseball season, we do like to take the 401k approach, grow it the right way, less is more, hit your shots and get out. But in baseball season, we do like to use our advantage with the numbers, since there's anywhere between 12 to 15, 15-16 games a night in Major League Baseball. We definitely want to take a little bit more hands-on approach and get as many plays in as possible where we see that we can certainly benefit. Also, NCAA, NFL, Major League Baseball, college baseball, that's what I'm about there. You see me on the videos there. If you want to reach out on Twitter, follow me at RightsideVP on Twitter, and also follow me on Facebook at Donnie Rightside. Let's get some bill paying out of the way, folks. Why we're here tonight, why we do the show, and why it's so much fun, it's the team at trendbetting.com. Something for everybody on the website. If you have not been to the website before, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Take a look at the website. A lot of write-ups there on the front page. Also, what you want to do is in the top right-hand corner, you see a little light there that says Experts. Click that tab there. That's the team right there. Something for everybody on the card. If you like to bet favorites, like to bet underdogs, like to bet MMA, golf, soccer, hockey, whatever it is, every single sport, the team at trendbetting.com does have it covered, even having a NASCAR analyst there with Brian Perks also. So something you can bet every single day of the week. But betting and putting your money on the right side is the most important thing. Action is not king. Results are king. Winning and losing the right way is also very key with trendbetting.com, because we win and lose with integrity. If we didn't do that, we wouldn't have any customers, clients, or friends asking for any wagers. I wouldn't be on the website myself. That's not how we do business. That's not the vision of our founder, Lucky Lance Williams, who does run the website. Great guy. Reach out to him there, even if you wanted to get a hold of him on email as well. LanceWilliams@trendbetting.com. He is the main investor on the website. Going down that roster again, Lucky Lance Williams, CEO. Donnie Rightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman, Terry the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and also Payoff with Perks, Brian Perks. Once again, packages are cheap and affordable on the website. Reach out to us. Come to the website there. Click on Get a Contact. Maybe you want to send a Twitter tweet to us there. If you want to reach us by Facebook, we are all open and available. The main thing is we love sports. It's a passion of ours. It's what we do for a living. Reach out. Have any questions on games, questions about packages? This is what we're here for, and this is what we do. So once again, folks, if you have not done so already, go to trendbetting.com. Check out the team, experts in every single individual field that you're going to want to get at. You're going to want to contact us and certainly get online. Prices cheap and affordable. We are going to take one quick break, folks. We're going to get into a little bit of a baseball recap of last night on the card, of what we had, and certainly some key angles that we looked at, which actually didn't work last night. I'm going to go over where we might have flawed, but also take a look at the plays we had in action for tonight, as well as a little bit later on. Stay with us tonight. It is Long Shots Radio, Primetime Major League Baseball Edition, with your host, Donnie Rightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Rightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio, Primetime, and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the Experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football, it's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at trendbetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Going to get right into some baseball information. Hey, well, you know what? Let's let that music roll at the bottom while we go over a couple things right here. Let's let that little groove kick in. Nice little change of pace here for the show. And what we're going to go over is some Major League Baseball type of information now. And going to go over what actually happened last night on the base paths. And, of course, how we can certainly improve and go over what we can actually change in the actual numbers that we were looking at there. All right, let's get to it. Last night we had three plays on the card. Boston, Washington full game, and the Toronto Blue Jays. A slight dog in Boston, plus 103. Washington full game, you know, not too bad, laying minus 136. And then a heavy favorite in the Toronto Blue Jays, minus 190. Now, Hutchinson's one of my favorite pitchers in the league for Toronto. I always think there's value on the guy, even though there really wasn't quote-unquote value for him last night, anywhere between minus 200 to minus 180, depending on what you got that game at. But the New York Mets scuffling around on offense a little bit. He's a decent pitcher at home, and a lefty on the mound to Jonathan Nease. All righties lined up there for Toronto. Just spelled disaster. The game ended up 8-0. I believe we won the first five, which is the wager that we had, only 1-0. Mets really didn't threaten in that instance, and we won that fairly easily, even though it's only a 1-0 margin. But we didn't really have too much of a sweat, as, of course, it was only on the money line, so if they did push, it was going to be no harm, no foul. Now, second game that we took a look at last night was Boston. Joe Kelly was on the mound struggling versus Alex Wood. You tend to think the American League bats are going to wake up a little bit faster than the National League bats, which is what we banked that on. Early on, a bases-loaded situation, couldn't get it done. Also, a key part in that game, which, I mean, Blake Swihart is a five-star, you know, whatever, if he was a recruit, he'll be a five-star catcher coming up, top prospect. Just really hasn't hit the way he hit in the minor league systems there. He's a switch hitter. But last time he comes up, and again, one of those instances you see me, you know, get pretty angry on Twitter a lot is when it's just fundamental baseball. When there's a man on third and less than one out, where the instance with Swihart last night with Alex Wood pitching, he was batting from the right side, so he should have had the advantage there. It was second and third, one out. Basically puts the ball in play anywhere, you're going to score one run, which, as you know, in the first five innings, it's all important to get that lead because, you know, anybody can hit a two-run home run, I understand that, or tack one on, but in the first five innings, it's not a marathon, it's a sprint, and you want to try to get home as soon as possible. So, I mean, if he flies out the left field, right field, center field, ground ball up the middle, or even, I mean, just a base hit. If he gets a base hit, it's 2-0. But if you just put the ball in play, you're going to take a 1-0 lead. And of course, Swihart strikes out in the eight hole, and then he blow away the pitcher as an easy out for the third out of the inning, which really hurt. But we did catch a break in the top of the fourth inning. Bases loaded. Joe Kelly was up after, again, bases loaded with one out. Swihart couldn't get the run home. Once again, pitcher comes up there with two outs and walks, which was huge. Gave us the 1-0 lead. But, again, another thing, I mean, I just wish sometimes when you place wagers on a game, I wish I could sit in the dugout and pull the strings. Now, I know I'm trying to win the game for the first five, you know. Of course, they're not going to listen to it, you know, what's best for that inning. It's what's best for the entire game. But for the life of me, I can never, ever, ever understand the logic of this type of situation. Man on second and two outs in the game. Eight-hole hitters up, National League ballpark, pitchers coming up next. Why in the world are you pitching to the eight-hole hitter? I mean, don't give me the announcer saying, oh, man, if you could clear the line now, you get the eight-hole hitter out, the pitcher leads off the next inning. I mean, that's all fine and good. I mean, I get it. Hey, great. pitcher's going to lead off the next inning, you get a quick out, is what it's supposed to be. But you have to play for the situation. The eight-hole hitter, you know, regardless he's in the eight-hole, he's still a Major League Baseball player and not a pitcher. He's a position player and a hitter. If you give him something to hit, the worst-case scenario, what is he hitting, 250? A quarter of the time, he's going to drive the man in scoring position on second or third. If there's a man on first base, yeah, I get it. You're not going to walk him to put a man on second base and maybe the pitcher gets lucky with a single and they score a run. But what are you pitching to the eight-hole hitter with a hitter on deck? A pitcher on deck. So here's what happens in the situation. They pitch to the eight-hole hitter, base hit. It's 1-1 now. Cost me a lot of money. Now, I mean, they still could have scored in the top of the fifth or, you know, after they're scoring in the bottom of the fourth, the Atlanta Braves, the Red Sox could have scored in the top of the fifth, which, I mean, they didn't score in the top. But, I mean, the guy gets a base hit. There you go. Oh, fantastic. Now it's 1-1. So what does Joe Kelly do to the pitcher? Like four pitches. Boom. Sit down. Strike out. Why would you not walk that batter every single time and strike the pitcher out? Because if you walk the guy, there's a man on first and second, and Alex Wood puts one in the gap for a two-run double, so be it. I'll take that every single time because the pitcher getting a hit is probably under 10%, whereas the eight-hole hitter is over 25%. Do the right thing. Walk the pitcher, you idiot. And I guess because it's a, you know, maybe he had a brain cramp there because he's an American League manager, John Farrell, which he's having a terrible year and will be canned probably within the next 2 weeks if Boston doesn't significantly turn it around and go on a win streak of any 8 to 10 games or whatever they have to do. But I digress back to the point. Idiot American League manager. What, did you not know, like, the ninth, what, is there a DH, you know, coming up in that nine hole there? Cost us money there, cost us the winning night because we ended up splitting our plays, winning that Toronto game, splitting on that Boston as a push, and that was a dog at plus 103. Would have been some nice money there. Now, the key situation I want to look at last night was the Washington Nationals and the Tampa Bay Rays. Night before, Washington pounds the Tampa Bay Rays at home. I mean pounds them. 11 or 12 to 1 or 2, whatever the game ended up, Washington was just like a pinwheel to play, just, you know, spinning it around, everybody getting base hits, you know. Let's just have a fun, slow-pitch softball game on a Sunday afternoon. They waxed them. So you go into last night, Zimmerman's on the mound. Has Zimmerman lights out this year like he has maybe in the past? No, but he's still a really good pitcher. And you're taking a lineup, as in the Tampa Bay Rays, which, you know, they're really not known as a power, you know, power situation or power-type offense. So you go into that game last night and you see the starters. It's Zimmerman on the mound and a late change as Andreese or whatever the guy's name is. I can't even pronounce the game or the guy's name that right because he's a tomato can anyway. Andreese is on the mound. They switch it up. They put in a guy who's a closer to pitch the first and the second innings. And then they're going to go with Andreese for the next. To make a long story short here, Tampa Bay pitched five separate pitchers over the nine innings because they didn't have a starter. So they were piecemealing a team together for nine straight innings, meaning, what does that mean in layman's terms? The bullpen was going to pitch nine innings versus the Washington Nationals in their own ballpark. Now, typically, as you know myself, I love to bet the first five innings of games because I call it betting in a vacuum. I get a really good feel. So this game I look at and say, you know what? I'm going to switch the script in this one. Instead of me saying, you know, I know exactly what I'm going to get in the first five innings because you knew it was going to be bullpen, I'm going to take advantage of a full bullpen game, which obviously is not a dominant starter. There's not a guy going seven innings with a hammer, throwing 100 pitches and striking out nine. It's a bullpen, and it's not even a good bullpen, so to speak. There's no, you know, guys coming in there pitching four or five innings in lockdown like Mariano Rivera or Dylan Betances or, you know, Jonathan Papelbon. These are just your average guys going out there pitching. Two-hit shutout for the Tampa Bay Rays last year. Last night. That's why baseball is fantastic, because as many angles as I looked at that game deviated from my strategy on the first five, which, again, folks, if we took the first five last night, still would have lost. I believe it was 2-0, maybe even 3-0 after five in that game. It ended up 5-0. But that's why baseball is fantastic, and you have to always be on your toes. No matter what angle you look at or take, sometimes it just doesn't work out. So even the best laid plans don't sometimes get to the finish line. We thought it would have been the best idea to take a team with a good starting pitcher, good team, Washington Nationals, take them at home versus a away team who's going to throw their bullpen the entire game. And you might as well thought you had Randy Johnson on the mound for the Tampa Bay Rays in that situation. But case in point in that one, always take a look and use information to your advantage. If you think you have an angle on the game, stick with it and go ahead. Again, the best players in the world are hitting 55, maybe 60% in baseball season, depending on how many favorites and dogs you mix in there. Because if you have more plus money plays in there, you'll have to hit, you know, right around that 52 or 51% if you're taking a plus dog or maybe just a slight favorite in that instance. But as you know us, we like to bounce back and forth. We'll take a game last night as high as 190, and then we'll flip it around and take underdogs as well. But we like to strike in that zone of anywhere between minus 115 to like minus 135. That's really the zone we like to stay in, but we will step out of that. But again, in that Washington game, didn't go first five, would have lost anyway, went full nine. We thought we had a great angle to work off of, and it just didn't work out. And it's not going to work out all the time. It's a great thing about gambling. When you think you have a situation figured out, sometimes it does go the opposite, and that's just the way it is. Now, taking a look at tonight's game, and we're looking at the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, here again, this is why we love baseball, folks, and I can't say it enough. Last night, the Washington Nationals can't hit a bullpen for five pitchers out of the bullpen for nine innings. They get shut out, two hits, zero runs in that situation. Let's transfer it over to tonight. Doug Fister's coming back, who's coming off the DL. When Doug Fister is right, he's a really good pitcher. I mean, he hasn't been having that good of a year. Obviously, he was banged up, got sent down to AAA on the DL, did a couple of some rehab starts, and came back up. But Archer is opposing Doug Fister today. I mean, if you've watched Archer pitch over the last month and a half or even in his career, the kid can gas it up to 98 miles an hour and looks like he's a 13-year-old eighth grader. But a fantastic pitcher, tough as nails on the mound, almost impossible to, like, you know, get a quote-unquote rally off of. I mean, the guy has splits against lefties and righties, both under 200. He dominates. He's a really good pitcher. The night before, Washington can't hit a bullpen, two hits. So we say, you know what? He's on a good line tonight. I believe we got him at minus 119, and they get him right in the first inning, load the bases up, ended up getting two runs off him, and you just shake your head and go, this is why we love baseball. I mean, you can never get it pegged exactly where you want it. One team can't hit a bullpen, then gets an ace thrown at them, and they get to them right away. So it looks like we're probably going to lose that game. Last time I checked, it was in the third inning at 3-1. Caught a little bit of a tough break in the, I believe it was the bottom of the second. The Rays had it at 2-1, couldn't drive home that tying run, but the very first player bunted, and the ball was thrown by Archer to first base, a little bit wide. I believe it's Elmore at first base, reached out, caught the ball. They called him safe because the ball got knocked out of his glove. Well, that guy ends up scoring a little bit later in the inning to make it a 3-1 game. So it's always big when you got to come back from two runs in the first five innings as opposed to reverse, coming back from maybe one or even being a tie game. Another game that we had tonight that we looked at, and you know I don't like Justin Verlander, but tonight I believe he was the right play. You know, Mike Leake is really getting a lot of respect because two of his last three starts, I believe, were against the Philadelphia Phillies, and it doesn't even matter. Like, Bud Norris today on the mound was dominating the Philadelphia Phillies, giving up, you know, six innings and only two runs. I mean, if you pitch against the Philadelphia Phillies, it's almost as if you're handicapping the game. You have to take every single Philadelphia Phillies game off the marker, and you can't even take it into the equation of saying, whew, this pitcher looks good. Because Mike Leake went back-to-back against the Phillies and beat them twice. But, you know, he goes, let's just say, a combined 16 innings, giving up three earned runs. That's not the same as going against the Detroit Tigers or anybody else in back-to-back games. So he is a bit of a fluke. We thought that was going to be the right play. It got rained out. And then a side note, just woe is me, as I had Yoenis Cespedes and also Ian Kinsler in a DFS league tonight on that. So it looks like I'm just going to be floating money down the river and turning the fan on and letting it blow money right out of my wallet this evening on that end. But anyway, third play of the night, which I haven't checked in on any scores yet. Love to bet Gerrit Cole. Jeff Samardzija has just not been a very good pitcher this year. I believe his ERA in the last couple starts is up over eight last time I checked that when we were capping the games earlier. And I do believe that Gerrit Cole can get through that Chicago White Sox lineup over those first five innings, maybe one to two runs. But that Pittsburgh lineup is one of my favorites. We talk about it all the time. Speed, power, everything is in that lineup you want. One of the key ingredients in the first five and betting against the Pittsburgh Pirates is why it's so hard, and betting for them is why it's a lot of fun, because there's four or five guys in that lineup. With there's two outs and there's a man on first, the Starling Martes, the Polancos, the McCutcheons, the Harrisons, they're stealing second base. So you almost have like a built-in sacrifice without giving out an out, because with one or two outs in the inning, they're always stealing second. Now, if they get thrown out, it's not a big deal. McCutchen would lead off the next inning there. But if he does steal second, let's just say Marte steals second, there's two outs, McCutchen's up, good chance he's going to drive him home. So we always like that added bonus of the Pittsburgh Pirates in there with the way they can move the ball around and really manipulate the game with their speed. And also don't lose sleep on the outfield there that they can throw out there with Marte, Polanco, and also, you know, sometimes Harrison is in the outfield as well, along with a Gold Glover with McCutchen in center field. They cover a lot of ground. They're stellar on defense, decent bullpen, and just a full 1-8 lineup there that can really hit and get after it. So we took them with Gerrit Cole. Hopefully get a win out of that equation. One more game that we were looking at this evening with the Seattle Mariners. Montgomery is on the mound versus Vogelsong. I think Vogelsong stinks. I don't like to take those pitchers who are really, like, I don't want to say a finesse pitcher, but if you don't have any movement or any real good out pitches there, you're going to get hit around in Major League Baseball eventually. Vogelsong did have a nice little run there, but it did end with a few straight starts that were really questionable, giving up 4 and 5 earned runs. So we're looking towards Montgomery a little bit later tonight. I do have to do a little bit extra capping on that, but we have some time since that's a 10:10 Eastern Standard Time start a little bit later tonight. We're going to take one final quick break here on the show tonight, folks. When we get back on the other side, going to take a look at some information for tomorrow and what we might want to look at in some upcoming wagers. Stay with us, folks. This is Long Shots Radio Prime Time Thursday Night Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable, NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football, it's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Hey folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside, just doing a little bit of upkeeping here. Looks like in one of our plays there, Rays really busted themselves in the foot, or shot themselves in the foot, I should say. Mental first and third, nobody out, top of the lineup up. They get no runs home. Looks like it's in a delay, so hopefully the damn game gets rained out, but I doubt that's going to happen, especially with the home ball club up 3-1. Taking a look at some other games there, looks like the Pirates and the White Sox are in the bottom of the first. 2-2 count, 0-0 game, man on second, Garrett Cole on the mound. We'll see what he has to offer there. Hopefully he can work out of that little mini jam there and certainly provide us with a W. But let's take a look at a couple bits of information. As I said, a little bit later tonight, there are some games on tap. Giants and the Mariners teeing off at around 10-10, as well as the Rangers and Dodgers teeing it up at 10-10. The Dodgers are a favorite of minus 246 this evening. I don't care if you like the L.A. Dodgers. I don't care what it is. There's no value in that game, and taking a game other than just for tracking purposes at something way over 200 is absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. So just keep that one in mind. I don't know if you're betting games, you know, minus 250, minus 350, minus 450, money lines. If you're into that type of stuff, you know, good luck with that. It's like a dog chasing cars out there, man. Eventually it's going to get you. And it's going to get you real good. So let's take a look at some betting information that we're going to go over for tomorrow, taking a look at the lineup. As usual on a Friday, not really any day games there. And if ever, maybe sometimes Chicago Cubs would tee one up there and get it going early on, but that's not going to be the case tomorrow. Taking a look on Friday, Pittsburgh and Washington, as the interleague games are ending this evening, so we'll get back to some divisional play, thank goodness, and a little bit more lines that make some sense there. A.J. Burnett on the mound versus Ross. A.J. Burnett has been struggling over his past few games outside of the Phillies. Like I said before, folks, when pitching against the Phillies or capping a pitcher who came off of a Phillies game, take it, throw it out the window. It makes no sense, and just leave it at that, because having a seven-inning shutout versus the Phillies means nothing. Once again, just remember that. So A.J. Burnett is a 1.89 ERA, bolstered by dominating the Phillies. I believe he had a nine-inning shutout last time they played and maybe gave up one or two hits. Ross is your average pitcher there for Washington, just really a spot starter and a fill-in type guy. Philadelphia Phillies, St. Louis is open up at a minus 160 with Lions on the mound. Now, Lions is a 5 ERA and a whip of 1.5. And he's a minus 160 on the road. Should tell you a little bit about the Phillies and Philippe Aumont, who they're starting tomorrow. I mean, it makes me laugh. I mean, I don't even know. I just don't know sometimes how organizations can be that depleted where their team is that bad and they're bringing up guys who are just clowns. Just, hey, get us through tonight. Maybe your arm won't fall off in the first three innings. But, I mean, that game just has – if St. Louis comes full boat with a lineup, they just might put it on the Phillies. But, again, you never know. I mean, Lyons isn't exactly, you know, Adam Wainwright on the mound out there with a 5 ERA. So, I mean, hey, maybe a dog shines on the the sun shines on the dog's butt every once in a while, as it did today, as the Phillies did beat the Baltimore Orioles. But, again, Bud Norris is no Cy Young. Sean O'Sullivan, who's buried me twice this year, a terrible, terrible pitcher. It almost seems like, and I didn't wager on that game at all today, and Sean O'Sullivan pitched good, so hopefully that jinx has been broken. I can bet against Sean Sullivan next time he takes the mound for the Philadelphia Phillies. Getting back to some good ball games tomorrow, Miami and Cincinnati, it's Heron versus Descalafani. Decent matchup there, as we like to joke around. I know me and MMAJ a lot call him Homer Heron, and that's for good reason. God loves to give up the solo blast, so we'll definitely take a look there, but Miami is playing today in New York City and we'll be flying out to play Cincinnati overnight. Should be an interesting game. New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves, no lineup yet. Jacob DeGrom, fantastic pitcher. Love the guy, 2.33 ERA versus Foltynewicz. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Seen the guy pitch a few times, 5.19 ERA. As hard as his name is to spell, you know, that's his ERA. It's bad. It's pretty bad. Keep that one maybe in mind, depending on what that line opens up with the New York Mets. But right now I'm not seeing a line built in on that. Milwaukee and the Colorado Rockies tomorrow, Jungman versus De La Rosa. Looks like De La Rosa found a little bit of a groove there, and I always find it tough. Jungman's a young pitcher going – I mean, he has a 2.25 ERA, has pitched really well, but he's going to Colorado, and sometimes that's just culture shock when you get there. You just don't understand how your ball is going to break, how you can get through it. And two of pitchers been through there maybe with two or three starts. I tend to fade them or at least stay away from them. De La Rosa is usually very, very good at home, coming from the left-hand side, even though the Rockies, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, it looks like the entire lineup hits like 360 at the plate, but yet they only score like three or four runs a game. And especially at home, they're just a weird, weird team to cap. but would be leaning towards the Colorado Rockies in that situation just because the kid has not been used to pitching up there in those high altitudes. Getting out on a West Coast game tomorrow night, the San Diego Padres and the Arizona Diamondbacks, James Shields versus the other De La Rosa, Ruby De La Rosa, who throws the ball right down the middle of the plate as if it's on a tee for you to hit. So I'm probably going to be in ultra-fade mode on Ruby De La Rosa over the first five. Big game, James Shields, who's had an okay year, 3.59 ERA. I think he'll be able to navigate through those first five innings, and hopefully San Diego puts a good ball club out there and they can get a nice W since it is an interleague game. I expect all systems to go on deck, and hopefully San Diego runs out a good lineup out there. And again, all you have to do, hey, look, if you're playing Arizona, managers out there, National League, American League, whoever it is, Paul Goldschmidt's up. Hold the four fingers up in the dugout. I don't even care if the bases are loaded. Bases are loaded, no outs. Walk Paul Goldschmidt. Just walk him. Because there's going to be two things to you. Put one in the seats or hurt somebody in the seats. That's the only two options there with Paul Goldschmidt at this point. If he's hitting 350, whatever he's hitting, it might as well be 750. Because every time you turn it on, he's on base, getting a base hit, driving a ball into, you know, the seventh row in left field. So, hey, managers out there, especially when I bet against the Arizona Diamondbacks, put the four fingers up. Do it for me, all right? All right. Next, another West Coast game tomorrow is an interdivision battle again with the San Francisco Giants and the L.A. Dodgers. San Francisco scuffling. This might be a good spot for the Dodgers tomorrow night for the simple fact that it is going to be a nice late-night game in Seattle, and they're going to have to fly San Francisco, that means. Going to have to fly back down to Los Angeles. Balsinger has been very good this year, 2.25 ERA, going against the young kid Heston. And the Dodgers are a hefty favorite at -150 in that one. So depending on lineups, I mean, I just love the Dodgers lineup. For some reason, it doesn't really hit that well as of yet. But you look at them 1-8 in a healthy situation. You know, Jock Peterson, and it should be illegal to have Jock Peterson and Yasiel Puig 1-2, and then back that up with Gonzalez 3, and, you know, another boatload of $15 million players behind him. So it is a very, very interesting staff waiting for San Francisco to wake up with their bats also. They got dominated last night by King Felix, even though Baumgartner did have a decent game, only gave up two runs there. They lost 2-0. And it was good to see the King get back on his feet there, always pitches well at home. I stayed away from that game because I just couldn't trust it. After that game he had versus Houston, which we did take, where he got lit up in the first inning, like 0.1 inning, 8 earned runs, something ridiculous like that, you tend to think that something's hurt or maybe he's injured in that situation, so you want to back away and see him get another start in. But it looks like he's back to normal with a very, very good start and a nice 2-0 win last night over the San Francisco Giants. Detroit Tigers, who got rained out tonight, versus the New York Yankees. That is Simon, who's been a real surprise this year. ERA at 2.58 versus Warren at 3.78. Detroit might be one to keep an eye on. It's always tough, though, to bet against the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. Just seems like they're built for that short porch. I mean, they're the kings of the 325-foot home run. That's what they specialize in. As you've seen when they were down in Florida, they didn't hit the ball all that well in that game, in those games. Actually, in that last game, I think they might have had a couple runs scored there, but we had them in that first 5-1-1 push. We were just thanking the Lord that we got out of that game. We're able to escape. Heading down to the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles tomorrow with Wright versus Estrada. Estrada had a very good start last time out in our first five, actually until the fifth inning when he gave up 5 earned runs. Had 4 shutout innings versus Boston. They had a 10-0 lead. We did cash that game very easily there, but that is Wright versus Estrada. Two guys, you know, just watch out when you play up there in Toronto. Teams tend to score a lot of runs, and especially the way Baltimore has been swinging the bats lately with the home runs. I mean, they might get after it up there and rename that ballpark the Homer Dome. Tampa Bay and Cleveland at 7:10 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Nick Carnes, very good young pitcher. Like the guy a lot. 3.66 ERA. Every time I see him pitch, seems like he's in control and in command of his pitches. Versus the erratic Carlos Carrasco tomorrow. Tampa Bay playing tonight. Cleveland as a heavy, heavy favorite at -165. It's not too long of a flight, depending on how spent the Tampa Bay Rays are tonight. They play an extra inning game. You know, you might want to back out of that, but that's certainly one game to look at. Boston, Kansas City tomorrow. Rodriguez, who was destroyed, and we called it his last time out on the mound, versus Pino of the Kansas City Royals. Looks like he's making his debut, so we'll be stepping away from that game and not capping that one. First five alert tomorrow night. It's going to be a little bit pricey, and it's against a good ball club, Texas and the Chicago White Sox. Chicago White Sox are home tonight. Obviously, we'll be home again tomorrow. Lewis is a decent pitcher for Texas, but Chris Sale has been absolutely dominant over the last month, and we might as well ride that tide. That's going to be one that we're going to have circled high as a money line play. Might even be like 170, 175, somewhere in that equation. But sometimes the price is worth the risk. That one could be as well. Oakland and Sonny Gray, who is absolutely phenomenal at home, 1.6-year ERA. Schumacher tends to get his, you know, blasted. That's another one we're going to take a look at. Price is not too bad at minus 150. The only thing that always scares you is I hope Oakland comes out with a full boat lineup, because sometimes that team leaves a little bit to be desired on the base pass there, especially hitting-wise. If you look at that lineup just with names alone, they're a very good lineup on the Oakland A's, but you just want to hope they bring those bats into play and get it going. One of my favorite young pitchers in the game tomorrow, West Coast game, Houston Astros, who, whew, I mean, they are starting to play some ball. This is what we all waited for. That team struggled for years trying to build up a team and build up some young players. Looks like they're finally arriving. Lance McCullers, 2.00 ERA, walks and hits the innings pitch under one. Strikeout machine going into that big ballpark in Seattle. That should be a good one. Elias opposes him at 3.67. Not a bad pitcher. Turning it around a little bit there as of late. Also, final game on the docket tomorrow, the Chicago Cubs and the Minnesota Twins. Hendricks had a nice outing last time, which we cashed in, versus the Cincinnati Reds at 3-1. He is coming into the game opposed to Phil Hughes, which, again, last year maybe was an aberration. He was really, really good for the Minnesota Twins. Not too sure if he's going to be that good the rest of the year. And his 4.79 ERA is pretty much what Phil Hughes brings to the table. But Minnesota does tend to play really good baseball at home. All right, folks, this has been Thursday, Long Shots Radio Primetime Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. If you haven't done so yet, folks, get over to trendbetting.com, say hello to the team, click on the experts tab, check out everybody there. Prices are cheap and affordable. Also, check me out at RightsideVP and also Facebook at Donnie Wrightside, and also my satellite site, as I like to call it, rightsidevalueplays.com. Honesty and truth, that's what we're here about with trendbetting.com. Winning the right way is what it matters. We are going to get right off this radio show and immediately start going over some final information on the Seattle Mariners game tonight to see if we have an in or an out on that game that we can take advantage of. Hopefully, folks, you have a great weekend. Have a great Father's Day on Sunday. We're going to catch you live Monday on our Major League Baseball Recap Edition at 12 o'clock on trendbetting.com, live from the trendbetting.com studios. Folks, it's been fun for the show tonight. Take care. Have a great weekend. Put you on the right side. Hopefully, we gave you some information that might be able to help you over the weekend and down the line. Check me out when you can. Folks, it's been Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Have a great weekend.